woke up with that, how you doing? When she came in, she said there's a lot of boys I can do with.
Nothing is impossible to a willing heart. 愿你在这里遇见更优秀的自己。欢迎来到 Gabby 英语，我是 Gabby。Good morning, everyone. 今天呢，我们将会来学习一段有关于节食的对话。Linda, would you care for some candies or cookies?
No, don't try to tempt me. I'm becoming chubby and I have to slim down.
You are not really chubby. 中速版。
Linda, would you care for some candies or cookies?
No, don't try to tempt me.I'm becoming chubby, and I have to slim down.
You are not really chubby.
慢速版。
Linda, would you care for some candies or cookies?
No, don't try to tempt me. I'm becoming chubby, and I have to slim down.
You are not really chubby.
我们来看一下今天对话当中的单词发音以及发音小技巧。
Linda, would you care for some candies or cookies?
那么在这里呢 ,would 和 you 连读之后呢会出现了一个同化音，出现了一个指的同化，就是 Would you care for
some candies or cookies?
Candies or cookies. Candy 这里是表示糖果， cookie 就是曲奇饼干的意思。
Linda, would you care for some candies or cookies?
No, don't try to tempt me.
那么 tempt 它呢这里是表示诱惑的意思，作为动词。
Don't try to tempt me.
Don't 为音的可以被吞掉。
Don't try to tempt me.
Tempt 为音的也可以被吞掉。
Don't try to tempt me. I'm becoming chubby.
我都变胖了。
I'm becoming chubby.
那么在英文当中呢，我们经常都知道有一个单词是 fat。然而呢 fat 这个单词呢，当我们用来修饰别人的时候会有点不太礼貌，所以说当我们讲说某人变胖了，或者你可以说我自己现在有点胖丰满了，我们可以用到 chubby 这个单词。
I'm becoming chubby and I have to slim down.
And 和 I 连读，
and I have to
弱读变成了 t,
and I have to slim down
slim, slim, slim 是表示瘦的意思。slim down, ow 的声音带出来。
And I have to slim down.
我必须减下来。
You are not really chubby.
你真的不胖。
You are not really chubby.
好，下面呢我们再来回顾一下。
Linda, would you care for some candies or cookies?
No.Don't try to tempt me. I'm becoming chubby, and I have to slim down.
You're not really chubby.
好了，下面到了我们的翻译时间。我知道这个冬天我胖了。我知道这个冬天我胖了。大家可以在留言之处写翻译，锻炼下我们的翻译能力。今天对话你有学会了吗？喜欢 Gabby 节目的朋友记得点赞转发哦。关注微信公众号 Gabby 英语，更多精彩内容等着你。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow. Bye.